This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lots of goodies on the air in this hour of the DJV program. Your options are, well, you could cancel your subscription to the DJV program if you don't want to hear.
But we don't
what's
offer
going
any
on
refunds.
Inside. That's right. No, what does it
no
cost you to be here?
No refunds here.
No refunds whatsoever. Why do people follow us? You ever wonder that? Why do people want to listen?
Yes.
What, and what's the conclusion you come up with, Jennifer?
I don't know, but you want to... Okay, can I commandeer for a second? Just because I thought
yes.
This was kind of funny.
Help yourself.
So, yesterday... So, for those of you who don't know, I do a morning radio show in Los Angeles. Also, for those of you who don't know, I'm a fan of President Trump. I think he's done a great job. One of the best presidents of my lifetime. Don't cringe and fall over, Victoria. It's okay. So
I just passed out a little bit.
I know.
I'm back.
Somebody get this smelling salts.
Gasping for breath.
Clear. Okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
So yesterday I'm checking my text messages, and I see this text from the guy who does social media at our radio station. He sends me that. I look at the text message. And it's from President Trump, and it says, I just heard at Jennifer Horn on the radio, what a great job, such a great job, what a true patriot. And I look at it, and I laugh, because I know it's a total fake, right? Because
right,
this is just my self-esteem, right? I look at it, and I'm like, okay, yeah, right, thanks a lot, Zach. You know, really hit me when I'm down. But, of course, you know, and so I kind of chuckled about it, because it did
so
look
was
real.
It real.
It was kind of funny. No. So, and I even looked at my Twitter, and I had my normal amount of tweets and everything. I'm like, okay, yeah, right. I'm not even on the radio. Like, when would you even get this? So I just continue about my day. Next thing I know, my phone is blowing up from Zach, who's our social media guy. And so I pick up the phone and I'm like, ugh. I said, Zach, you're trying to like hit me when I'm down, really? And he starts laughing. He goes, oh, thank God. Apparently he sent the same tweet customized for one of the other show hosts at a sister station, not even at our station, but at a different station related to ours, and sent it to him. He thought it was real, and he started spreading it around to his family and saying, look, the president's
tweeting
about
me. Yeah, right, exactly.
I think Zach needs more work.
I know.
You know, I think.
But I guess he had to, like, go beg this person's forgiveness, and, like, he's like, I have to go buy him something. I have to go get him something right now to try
God.
To make up for it. And I was like, it's kind of funny when you...
Wait a minute. Like, all right. Okay. So
but this is
done.
The difference between men and women, though, is my point, is that men, I think, would look at something like that, and they're like, of course the president's tweeting about me. And women are like, yeah, okay.
All right, tell me this isn't true. I'm just looking at a California story. The playgrounds are now open after
I
canceled
my... in 24 hours.
Oh, my God, these idiots.
So wait, so playgrounds are okay, but outdoor dining is not?
But playgrounds were not okay. Playgrounds
right.
were closed down, and then apparently they must have gotten some massive scientific study, because that's all we do is follow the science here, and reopen
right.
the playgrounds.
And
what happened is that people
butt.
Push back, and you know when we push back, they fall back. Thank God, and we've got to keep doing this, because things like a playground or outdoor dining.
So I just canceled my trip this
things.
Weekend.
Yes, you did.
Because we couldn't go to the playgrounds, we couldn't go. The beaches were even closed. Everything was closed.
The beaches are open.
Closed?
Yeah, the beaches were closed last week.
This is insane.
Oh, really? I think they're open still. I think the beaches are open.
You know, I've never felt more grateful to live in New Jersey because I was a New Yorker for a very long time, so I'm back now. I'm back in Jersey. And it's been very clear and concise leadership and messaging the whole time. Like, we have not had this herky-jerky thing that you guys are... I don't know how you guys can even keep up in California. It's like you get whiplash. One day something's open, the next day that other thing is open, and it's not closed. It's insane. It's just absolutely insane. I don't know how you're living through that, Jen. I really feel for you. It's crazy.
The other thing is that the reason there are people who are now protesting... I mean, the freeway was crowded last night. I think there are... Unfortunately, people aren't really paying attention anymore because we've never really been fully open. Some of the counties have been more open than others. years, but LA County has never really been fully open in at all since March. Mm-hmm. And so I think what happened is, you know, when coronavirus first started, everybody was willing to play by the rules, and it was like 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and everybody's like, yes, this is kind of like our patriotic thing. We're going to try to protect each other. But then because California and certain other states did not open and they kept these restrictions in place and people still kept getting sick, people are saying, well, why are we losing our economy?
Right,
why can't our kids go to school? Why is crime on the rise?
That's the question around the country.
But yet you're telling us that more of this is going to work even though people are still getting sick. And that, I think, is really the problem that the government's having. And that's a failure in local leadership particularly, because they should have either, you know, if you let people go back to work and there's a spike in cases, then you shut down and you back off a little bit and maybe you see those cases flow. But when there's no link, we're still shut down and the cases are still spiking, people are exhausted. Mm-hmm.
So what's the story with the recall for this idiot or anybody? How many recalls are there?
Well, there have been multiple recalls on Gavin Newsom, but the problem is that Javier Becerra, or Baccaria, as Joe Biden calls him, who's going to be the incoming the incoming HHS secretary for Joe Biden if he's sworn in. Apparently,
will you stop that?
No,
please.
I won't.
Yes,
I won't until it's official. And don't bully me.
Actually, well, it is
I'm
official
not bullying
because
you. I'm just saying
all 50 states certified the election results today, so it is official.
None of the electors have cast their vote. It won't be official until the 14th, most likely January 6th.
Okay.
And meanwhile, Trump's backing up.
And I don't want to hear your tears when President Trump takes the second term when they go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Dream on.
How long have I had to hear this? All right, so.
I'm happy to get rid of Gavin Newsom, though.
There's another recall effort that's actually much more serious. And they finally won a lawsuit because of COVID. They weren't able to collect signatures. So they've actually got an extension in signature collection. And apparently it's this effort that he's actually worried about. The ones in the past, they haven't. Because he's been in trouble. He's gotten called out for his hypocrisy. He's got a staff member who just tried to smother his own child. I mean, there's all kinds of, like, weird stuff.
But was it California? I mean, I remember when the last governor got recalled and that opened the door for Arnold. What was his name? Davis, right? Wasn't Davis the one that got recalled? Yeah. And how many was that? 20 years? 25 years ago? How long ago was that?
That was about 2004.
Do we know any other state in the country that's ever recalled its governor? I'm trying to think, and I can't think.
I'm sure there are. I don't know.
Probably.
A hotbed for electing idiots and then trying to get rid of them. And they're all Democrats, too, by the way.
Well, and then you replace them with another idiot. That seems to be the thing.
I don't know. Schwarzenegger wasn't an idiot.
Schwarzenegger had no backbone. He got shut down early by the Democrats.
What do you mean? He's the Terminator. What are you talking about? Give me a break.
He's actually, I believe, this is true in my heart, I believe he single-handedly destroyed the California Republican Party.
No. They've had a lot of help doing that. All right, let's keep moving here as to what's going on with
the thing about when I say, this is
shots.
What I believe, and you're like, no.
No, well, okay. The House
that's what I believe.
The House, well, I just can't believe you believe some of the things you believe, but then you said that about me. I can't
right
believe
back
some
at
of
you,
things
baby
you
Kate.
Believe. Yeah, exactly. All right, so the bill to fund the government, what passed 343-67, another stopgap funding bill, more bad management. So the Senate's got a vote on it. What are the disagreements? It's mostly COVID-related, right?
No, it's all the stuff that's not COVID-related. Well, the big sticking points were the liability for employers. Republicans want to have no liability.
Which they gave up on, by the way, and they still can't
come up
with
COVID. Yeah,
they've
kind of shelved that. But then there's other stuff that, like, makes, once again, this is what is sickening about the way that these bills are written. Now there's border wall stuff, there's abortion stuff. I mean, it's just like, why can't we just
get a clean bill?
Do have one topic at a time.
Yep, there it is.
It's crazy.
That's the system. Okay, so the vaccines moving forward, looks like the former presidents are going to get a shot on camera. I'm not sure whether they're all.
That was George W.'s
idea. Yeah.
Yeah, because he had done that, I forget what...
I like him a lot better since he hasn't been president.
I do, too. There was something, I don't remember, maybe you'll remember this, but during the Iraq War, there was a vaccination that the troops needed. I don't know if it was against, like, Agent Orange or something like that, and George W., in probably one of the very few moments of actual leadership, And again, I say that I like the guy. I just I think that he handed
awful
over the
president.
Country to
yeah.
you know to two other to yeah. other horrible
the last
people.
Last two presidents, three presidents.
But anyway, so but he did the right thing as the commander in chief, and he said, I can't ask the troops to get this vaccine if I don't get it. And so yep. he did it on camera then, and that was yeah. kind of what was the impetus of him getting
let's
the other
now.
Presidents together, saying, let's all do this together.
So the question
so
is, does Trump get the
Trump
vaccine?
I think he's going to get it, too. Yeah.
But he's already had COVID, so what, right. oh, he's going to do it? Okay. So
that, yeah. He said it the other day that he would.
Yeah, he'll do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so this is, by the way, to combat half of the country doesn't want to take the vaccine. So these guys are trying to get
the
everybody
numbers
in line.
Are slightly better, actually, because it used
are
to
they?
Be three quarters of the country said they wouldn't
Didn't
get
want
it.
To.
But now the numbers
That's
are getting more and more
tools,
promising.
Like Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom said they didn't trust the vaccine because Trump did it. And so now because they think that Trump's not going
right.
to be president anymore, now they're all ready
well,
to take it
I think
on
it's
camera
the speed
sitting next
of it,
to
though.
Dr. Fauci.
It's the speed of it. And Dr. Fauci also has said that the speed of it, you know, was too fast. And he condemned in Europe how quickly they approved it as well. So it's not just an anti-Trump. I do think there
I think,
is some of that for sure.
I think we
sure.
can say there is some of
but,
that, though.
Oh, there is.
Okay,
I don't,
can we
I don't
talk about anti-Christmas? What
well,
in the world is going on in Wisconsin? There, the governor said don't put a Christmas tree up at the
what?
State Capitol building. And
why?
Because it's offensive. It triggers people.
Oh, screw you.
I mean,
what is
wait,
the matter
what?
With these people? Yeah.
Every
don't
federal building
a
has
tree.
A tree and a menorah.
Christmas tree
and
we don't even have one at our building. We're allowed to have poinsettias, but we're not allowed to have a Christmas tree in the lobby because it's too offensive.
You
to
mean the
people.
Office of CRN?
No. Are you kidding? At CRN, we have like 14 Christmas trees. No,
yeah, that's
right. In
that.
The building that I work in for my
You mean where
my
Carol
A
is? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very weird because I worked in a lot of different office
Burbank.
Buildings in New York, and
no,
then, and we all had everything. The menorah,
it's the
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, it is. So now here's another one in Minnesota. What's the story of this Christmas light display that was shamed?
Yeah, huh? What? That the lights were too bright and triggering.
Why
I mean,
don't you
this
people go
crazy.
Take a flying you-know-what off of
well,
what?
Well, wait. If the lights are too bright, though, my aunt
no,
has epilepsy.
About
she can't be around lights that are too bright either.
Nah,
so, like, I don't know.
It's Christmas.
It wasn't for medical reasons. It was it's for Christmas. Being a Karen, basically, saying that
oh
she
my God.
Was triggered by the fact that there was
Sit
Christmas.
Sit down and shut up, Karen.
And then there was the Santa that went viral.
We
the kid goes up and asks for a gun, and Santa's like, nope, I'm not going to bring you a gun. And the mother's like, Santa, he'd like a Nerf gun. And he's like, nope, sorry, your dad can get you that. Santa doesn't do that. And the kid starts crying his eyes out, like 4 years old.
Oh, my God. All right. Give us 30 seconds on Georgia. Anything big going on down there? Who's doing what to whom? As that election thing is, what, two?
Yeah, the early voting will start Monday. And a lot of people go into town. I know Donald Trump Jr. is going to go. Mike Pence is going to go. Biden said he would go. I don't know when he's going to go. But he'd probably have to go pretty soon, I would think, pretty quickly, because that early voting does start. A lot of groups are there, and Raphael Warnock is having to answer questions now. He's running against Kelly Loeffler about why his company, why that organization, which is supposed to, I think, be a nonprofit, is taking PPP loans. So there
oh.
you have it.
Well,
is anyone going to ask her about her selling all her
people
stock?
Have.
I mean,
that was
it's
part
crazy.
Of. I mean, that was part of that investigation. She
and the other guy too, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got to tell you, there are no peaches in that race.
Right.
Literally.
Jennifer, you're going to miss Throwback Thursday. I'm going to sing along
sorry.
To the top five Christmas songs.
Yeah, she's not sorry. Run.
I'll stream it.
All right. Let's talk about your nose. Let's keep your nose clean, Victoria. The way to have a clean nose is to cleanse your nose with Navage, and you, my dear, are the best example of this working so wonderfully well.
Yeah.
Clean out your nose.
I have to admit, I forgot to do it yesterday, and I woke up this morning with such congestion, my head feels like it's going to explode. As soon as we're off the air, I'm going to do my Navage again. I have to. It just works so well, and it just clears out all of the congestion. I sleep better. The first night that I used it, that was the first thing I noticed. I actually slept through the night. I didn't toss and turn. I didn't wake up with my nose congested. It's the best.
Navage.com. That's the website. Check it out, folks, to help you breathe better and be safer and healthier. 21 after the hour.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's cheerful time, Christmas time. So from now until Christmas, next couple of weeks on Throwback Thursday, we're going to get to the top holiday songs from a particular year. Let's travel to 2014, even though this song was originally heard in 1986. Englishman Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas. You know how long Victoria's been since I heard this song?
I've never heard this song.
Haven't you? Crank it up there, Phil, would you please? Big in England.
Does this guy, like, wake up on Christmas morning and drink a bottle of Jack? Because that's what his voice sounds like.
He's had a lot of hits in England. He's had two or three hits here in America in the 80s. This song, he does. But anyway, a big song. It's called Driving Home for Christmas. If you haven't heard it before, now you've heard it on the DJV get-together. 24 after the hour as we work our way through some Christmas throwback songs. This one was big in the year that it didn't come out until 2014. Michael Bublé, you can hear this a lot now. His version of Holly Jolly Christmas. Crank this one up, will you please?
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone
you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe. I like this song.
Self-serving segment that we do for you.
My name's first on the billboard, baby. You gotta have a little fun for this stuff. Alright, so let's see. We move next to number 3 from this week in 2014. No surprise here. This makes it every year into the top 5. Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano. Crank this puppy up. I get goosebumps. Don't you get? No, you probably don't get goosebumps. Listen to me, sir.
Feliz Navidad. No.
Merry, happy
I'm
Christmas
glad you love
day.
It so much that you spent the time learning the lyrics.
I did. Wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I do. I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas. Time to get into that wishing people. I did yesterday with a number of people that I came in contact with. I didn't just wish them a Merry Christmas. I don't say Happy Holidays. Even though today's first day of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah if you're celebrating Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Celebrate Christmas. All right, number 2 This week in 2014, here's the binger. This is an oldie, oldie. We even have the movie. I was like, we got the first version.
Good for you, Phil. You went into the archives.
You really did. All right.
That's cool. I like it. I've never seen this movie. Is it any good?
It's a wonderful. It's a tearjerker.
Okay.
Yeah. Holiday Inn is the name of the movie.
It is? I thought it was called White Christmas.
No, that's the main song from it. But this is the most popular song ever recorded, by the way. Did you know that?
That sounds like a Doug fact that I would have to check.
No, check it out. Go ahead and check it out. White Christmas, originally recorded for the movie in 1941. And I think we have, as I said, the original version. Number two, in terms of popularity this week in 2014, Christmas music, holiday songs. All right, so this is a big one. This song originally came out in 1971. John and Yoko, Happy Christmas. War is over. I think most people know this song, don't they?
Victoria? Oh, yeah.
I didn't get into this at first. As a matter of fact, I didn't like it. I don't know that I like it now. I like the chorus part of this. But the sentiment is good. As, we'd like it if war was over.
Even just warring with each other.
Yeah.
It would be over. That would be nice.
It would be. Well, look what's going on in our own country.
Right.
All right, so there are the top five songs this week in 2014. Christmas music here on the DJV Throwback Thursday segment. It's 28 past the hour.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red states are joining Texas in a Supreme Court lawsuit aimed at delaying presidential electors in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the lawsuit that argues the Equal Protection Clause was violated. 17 additional states have joined the lawsuit. Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. SpaceX successfully launched and almost landed Wednesday. A fully assembled prototype of its next-generation Starship was tested in South Texas. The rocket flew to an altitude of 40,000 feet and performed what Elon Musk has called a belly flop maneuver on its way back to Earth. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunter Biden is under federal investigation over his taxes and questionable business dealings overseas. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Colorado GOP Congressman Ken Buck says America can't move forward with a Joe Biden presidency unless the Justice Department appoints a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop implicating the president-elect of wrongdoings. The Patriots play the Rams on Thursday Night Football, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know how that works with me, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here on Hanukkah. The events that inspired Hanukkah took place during a really turbulent phase of Jewish history. I'm a big fan of Israel. I love going to Israel. I don't like the Middle East at all, but I do love going to Israel. And I'm going to, as soon as I can travel again, I'm going to go over and see Uri's new museum. But I think about the history of the Jews. I took a course, we were talking earlier about me. One of the courses I took was on Black history in America when I was in college, and I took a couple of the history of the Jewish religion, I remember, because I also studied a lot of religions when I was in school, and I studied the history of the Middle East. So if you go back to 200 B.C. in Judea, which is Israel and Palestine today, that area became under the control of Antiochus, the king of Syria, who allowed the Jews to live there, and that's where they get, by the way, that's where they come up with their justification for having Israel as a state. You knew that, right, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
That's how, because of this, what happened in this time. So this guy's son was not as friendly as was his father. Ancient sources recount that he outlawed the Jewish religion, ordered the Jews to worship the Greek gods. In 168 B.C., soldiers descended on Jerusalem, massacred thousands and thousands of Jews. desecrated the second temple, erected an altar to Zeus. It was really, you know, they sacrificed pigs. Ugh. So the rebellion then started. The Jews went after this guy, and they successfully drove the Syrians out of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is one, if you ever get a chance to travel, forget about the Jewish religion. Jerusalem, the walled city of Jerusalem, is one of the most fascinating places on the planet.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I've been a lot of places, and for me, walking into the city to go to the place where Jesus was crucified, to go into the markets and stuff, it is an amazing experience, no matter what your religion is. Well, when you come to grips within this 1 square mile area, the three major religions of the world started. And that's what makes this so crazy, with the Muslims and the Jews fighting all the time. And, you know, the whole business about Christianity coming from the Jewish tradition, it all started in the walled city. And that's what makes this so crazy. So the rebellion, the story of the rebellion, and what happened, it's all about, that's what Hanukkah is all about, freeing them from this albatross of the Assyrians. And so, anyway, and that's, by the way, again, that's the whole business today. This is the hatred that these people have for each other goes back to this time.
Oh, it's thousands of years, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's the crazy, it is so crazy. So anyway, the rebellion broke out, and they did drive out the Syrians. Judah, who was the leader, called on his followers to cleanse the temple and light a menorah with oil that had been blessed by the high priest. Lasted all night, every night, until the new altar could be built, and it took them 7 days to do that, apparently. It's kind of like 6 days. You know, the Bible is full of very interesting and the history of religions. 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested, 7 days for the menorah, you know, that stuff. 8 days, I mean, but it was 7 days building, and the eighth day they rested. I think that's where that tradition comes from. But the menorah has eight candles on it, if you know the Jewish tradition. I think it's kind of I've had several Jewish girlfriends in my life, and as a matter of fact, I still have a menorah left over from Hillary, now that I think about it, downstairs. I've forgotten about that. But it would come in handy for some of the people in my family, my extended family now. Anyway, it's just, you know, what it does, it underscores, for me anyway, it underscores the silliness of people not wanting to get along because they profess a different belief. How it is that you take that stuff, it's important to take your religion seriously if you believe in it, but to not like somebody else because they didn't follow the same footsteps as you did.
That happens all the time.
It does.
It's so crazy to me.
Right. Yep, it is. All right, so anyway, happy Hanukkah, celebrating the holiday of the candles. Speaking of candles, excuse me, here's something that's trending, Victoria. The Pantone Color Institute, taking up its annual task of forecasting the color that will best reflect the year ahead. If we look at the color from the past year, it's black, like those black Christmas trees that they're trying to pawn off at wherever it is.
They're on trend right now.
Walmart?
Yeah.
Where are they? Where
they're
are
those? Home Depot. Home Depot. They're right. Everywhere. Yeah,
are
it's
they?
Just a weird. Yeah, it's just a weird thing.
You want to have a? You talk about bad vibes, bad juju. That's
right.
That's a great way to get it. Yep. All right. So what? You know more about this Pantone thing than I do. What's the story?
Well, this is the gold standard of the design industry. So when they choose the color of the year, that's what you're going to see in home decor. You're going to see this in fashion and beauty design. This sort of sets the mood for the year. This year, they actually chose two colors, which is very unusual. It's usually just one color. But the two colors they chose, one is called Ultimate Gray. It's a really beautiful, very clean, crisp, medium gray. It's very pretty. And the other color is called Illuminating. That's the name of it. And it's a really vibrant yellow. I love the combination of yellow and gray together. And so this is we're going to probably see a lot of yellow and gray. And then there's always a reason why. They always have an explanation. The reason they chose the yellow and gray is a foundational shade. It's also considered to be a neutral.
And so they chose the yellow because this yellow is so vibrant and very optimistic. And so they said in years with undercurrents of uncertainty, like 2020 certainly has been, that they often choose colors that are meant to soothe, calm, or uplift. So the gray is very soothing and very calming, and then the yellow is very uplifting. So we'll see. It's always kind of fun to see how, you know, how much the design and beauty and fashion industries really follow along with the Pantone colors. But I think that those are two really good colors, and I think... I'm aware of it, sure. Yeah, I'm always very aware of what the colors are, and then you'll see them, you know, in a lot of different fashion collections. And, you know, like a couple years ago, the hot color was purple, and it was on a lot of runways, and it was, you know, in a lot of home decor.
I like
so
purple.
So it is, it is fun to see different shades of purple. It has to be the right kind of shade. But and then 2 years ago, mustard yellow was really big, which I hate. Yeah. So that was and that showed up in a lot of places on runways and fashion and all the stuff that ends up eventually trickling down into what's in the department stores. So be on the lookout for yellow and gray in 2021.
I just sent a happy Hanukkah to my lawyer, who's one of my best friends. Been around, he and I have been friends for 45 years or so, and he sent me back. And a Hag Shameah to you. And the slightest idea what that means, I'll send him a note and say, what does that mean? Meanwhile, I'm looking over some of the most interesting projects. I was looking at science fairs, the projects, the ideas that have come. You're talking about the color of the year now. You know, we're going to start looking at, as the year in review starts to become more a conversation piece, there are a lot of projects that influenced change, and one of them, some youngster figured out what the best container would be for toothpaste that you'd use for an elephant. Whatever prompted that, I don't know, but it's a big thing. You slide over the husk of the elephant. Let's see, here's a balloon-powered car. Have you seen that? Somebody built a car with a huge balloon behind it, and you let the air out of the balloon, and it moves the car. How about that? One of the science, it does. With regard to color, as you were just mentioning, there was a science fair project that I thought was very interesting, asking whether color affected taste. For example, does green apple juice taste different than red apple juice? Which, in fact, it does not. Did you know that? That green apple juice, apples, different kinds of apples give you a different flavor.
Right.
In apple, if you haven't done many, most of the apple juice or apple cider that you get today comes from a process that just takes all kinds of apples and squeezes
them together.
And, yeah, exactly. But then there are some that are doing the processed, apple cider is unprocessed, unpasteurized, just come out of the apple, and you got to drink it fast, otherwise it spoils. But when you get apple juice.
I love good apple cider.
Yeah, apple cider is great. Apple juice is sweetened usually. Yeah. And it's preserved, so it lasts longer, and you can't get different, you know, flavors out of that. You just, it's, you know, because it's sugarized. Anyway, a lot of interesting, there's a project done this was a science fair that was sponsored by NASA, growing plants on Mars. What would be that? And the kids said it was inspired by watching The Martian with Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah.
In which he grew all of this stuff with his own poop. So that was sort of interesting. What makes ice melt faster? That's something interesting. Chemistry of ice cream making. All of these things that have influenced our lives in one way or another. This has been a challenging year, certainly, for all of us. Our resilience and fortitude evident in Project Management Institute's list of the 50 most influential projects of the year. Smitha Rao has that story for us.
Joe Cahill, Chief Operating Officer of Project Management Institute, shares how project managers and their teams found resourceful ways to keep initiatives moving forward in spite of unexpected obstacles, including COVID-19.
PMI's 2020 Most Influential Projects List celebrates the project managers and change makers who choose progress over perfection. The result was temporary hospitals that were built in a matter of days, ventilators that were developed at rapid speed, and major annual events that were reimagined for a digital world.
Together, the Honor Projects showcase how Project Work is reimagining a new future for our world and making ideas and dreams reality.
The progress made in long-standing innovative projects in transportation, renewable energy, architecture, technology, and more is cause for optimism as each project team had to make hard decisions, all for the betterment of society.
To view the full list, visit mip.pmi.org.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Do not forget, boys and girls, by the way, it's 46 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, a reminder about our works giveaway tomorrow here on the program. We're going to give away one of these ultimate tool kits, which are described in detail on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. So if you check that out, last week I gave away a kit to Kay Broadway in Jackson, Tennessee, because she knew the answer to the question, and I asked what was it that powered the Maker X collection, and she correctly told me a battery. It's a 20-volt, 4-amp battery, lasts for hours and hours and hours. I've got all these products. They are fabuloso. Everybody should have one that's got a garage or needs tools, that sort of thing. These particular, the Maker X tools, are great for creativity. If you're a crafter, if you're making something special for somebody for Christmas, wood carvings. I thought that one out when I was a kid, but a lot of people are doing this now, Victoria, especially because they've been home for so long. They're looking for hobbies, that sort of thing, creating mugs and earrings and all kinds of intricate wood carvings. So anyway, there are five of these tools powered by the 20 volts of battery, and you can get them at the Works website, Works.com, W-O-R-X.com. You can get your own set. It'll be about a $400 value, a little shy of that. Maker X, the toolkits, will give them away tomorrow. Be listening to the DJV program for your chance to win one of these kits for somebody that can actually really use them. All right, let's go to Hawaii and find out how the sharks are doing there. I'm not talking about Shark Tank. I'm talking about sharks in the water. And now, because people have been out of the water, they're sort of trying to get the water back. The sharks have taken over.
Yeah, that's happening. You know, a lot of fishing boats and, you know, commercial fishing was closed down for a while. So it's happening pretty much everywhere. And the sharks are just coming closer. You know, the fish are allowed, they're naturally swimming closer to shore, and then the sharks follow the fish. So we're not on the menu for sharks, but, you know, we get in the way a lot. So there's another surfer in Hawaii who was in a surf competition, got bitten, and most of the time people don't, people die from bleeding out. They don't die because the shark keeps chomping away. The sharks take a bite out of us and realize we don't taste good, and then that's the end of it. But yeah, it's there are a lot of shark attacks in Hawaii right now. Hawaii was on a really strict lockdown where the beaches were closed too, and so it really drew the fish and the sharks much closer to shore.
All right, happy Hanukkah. Again, that's, by the way, what Hag Shemaya means in the Jewish language. Happy Hanukkah. It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's John Williams leading the orchestra, the theme from Super Duper Man. I think we've had a two-week respite, Victoria, from this, so now it's back again in the focus. Victoria and Doug welcome Charles Curry to the program. He's in charge of Movie Moments. Charles, are you here?
Charles, whenever you call him Charles.
Charles, yes, Charles is here. All right, so why are we playing the theme from Super Duper? I like the theme, by the way. I listen to it all the time.
It's a great theme. Because Superman the movie premiered this week in Washington, D.C., 1978, opened officially nationwide December 15th.
What kind of box office did it do the first weekend? Do you know? Do you remember?
I'm going to tell you, I don't know. But ultimately, it did. It was a big-budget movie, $55 million. It wound up doing like $300 million. I don't know if that's worldwide or... I can't see that just being domestically.
That was 70, what year? 71?
78. Yeah. It was the number two grossing film of that year. Grease was actually number one, but it was a very important movie. And the reason that movie got made is because Marlon Brando and Gene Hackman agreed to do it. They got top billing over Christopher Reeve, who was the star of the film. But I tell you quickly, Marlon Brando, they gave him...
$3 million.
He had less than 20 minutes of screen time. He plays Jarrell. He's in the first act. He's actually very good in it, though. He's
perfect. He is. It's perfect really role good. For him.
They paid him $3.7 million plus almost 12% of the profits. So he wound up making about $14 million. He comes in. This is, I mean, I wasn't there, but this is the story that has circulated.
It's some great stories.
Many people say is fact. Yeah. He comes in. He sits down at a table. And he says, I have an idea. I want to play Jor-El either as a green bagel with my voice or I want to be a suitcase where I talk out of my suitcase and you don't see me. And so Richard Donner comes in, he who gets a directing job, who's a great director, Goonies, Lethal Weapon, and convinces Marlon Brando that, no, we need you actually
show up.
You know, on camera.
Face.
And he winds up agreeing. And then Gene Hackman commits to the role of Lex Luthor, and then the money comes in the film gets financed.
Hackman was fabulous.
I agree.
Hackman, but all three of them made the movie. We didn't know anything about Christopher Reeve, so you look at Hackman, how he plays Lex Luthor.
He wound up being awesome. Believe it or not, Lana, talk about revisionist history. Bruce Jenner actually did a screen test initially.
For Superman?
Really?
Of Superman. Yeah,
my God.
He was a big Olympic hero at the time.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Right.
And then I don't know how true this is, but they say, I don't know how true because I can't verify, but they say that Patrick Wayne, John Wayne's son, was going to be cast in the role, but wound up passing when his father, I think it's when, I don't know what happened in his family, but he wound up
passing. His father died in 1977. In the summer of 77.
Right. So that would be accurate. Yeah. And then James Caan was offered the role, but didn't want to do it because he didn't want to wear the suit. But that would have been, I like James Caan a lot, but
he didn't want to wear the suit for $20 million. What does it matter with him?
But I mean, James Caan, after The Godfather playing Superman, I just don't, I don't see it.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Right.
And here, I'll give you one more story. The original script was so campy, and Richard Donner brought in another screenwriter to completely make it much more serious, that they were going to use Telly Savalas as his Kojak character in a cameo if the original script flew. That's some of the goofy stuff
that
studio executives
did. But you know what? Hackman took a lot of license with his role, and he played it in a way that made it, I mean, you look at remember his mannerisms, his laugh and stuff, how great
Lex Luthor's bald, he refused to shave his head. You see him bald once at the end of the movie, it's in a bald wig when he gets jailed. That was it, though. What an ego some of these people had.
All right, Jennifer Grey has been talking a lot about how magical it was on Dirty Dancing. Francis Baby Houseman, Dirty Dancing is getting a lot of attention for some reason. I've forgotten why.
They're going to do some sort of sequel with her. They're going to do some sort of sequel with her.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's like a next generation type thing. Yeah. She's executive producer. She'll be in it.
How good
are I'm glad for her, but let's be honest. When that movie starts and Patrick Swayze is not
there,
it's just going to be weird.
Yep.
Are they going to bring his character? Can they do some kind of imagery from the first movie, that kind of stuff? Maybe? A little?
Maybe. Or short history,
maybe.
But yeah, it's still, I got TV bit of news. HBO is going to do a reboot of its hit TV show, True Blood, which ran from 2008 to 2009.
No way.
I was a big fan of that show. But the last episode was awful. It almost collapsed the entire show.
They're going to reboot the whole series?
I think with a new cast, same executive producer Alan Bolo, and I think from the producers of Riverdale are going to be the showrunners. So
interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we move along now, Chuck.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.